Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, we want to read. And right where we are, let us bow our heads and let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to be here, Lord God, on this day with our brothers and our sisters, Lord God, lifting up your name, Lord God, singing your praises, Lord, saying how great you are and how great you have been and how great you will always be in our life, Father God. I thank you for your word. I know, Lord, that your word sent forth will achieve and accomplish its purpose. Purposes, Lord God, that through this word our faith may be built, Lord God, that we, Lord God, would grow in our faith and have a faith that's firm and steadfast, Lord, through the hearing of your word. I thank you for every person, every family, Lord, gathered in this place, those listening through social media, bless them in a mighty way, Father God. We give you, Father, all the glory and all the honor, and the church says, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. The battle of the faith is the theme that we want to speak. The battle of the faith. In 1 Peter chapter 1, 6 and 7, it says, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, it says, in all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Amen. Today I want to talk to you about the battle that sometimes we have to go through to hold on to our faith. I want to talk to you today about a faith that is proven, a faith that is valuable, a faith that is even more precious than gold, the Bible says, a faith that at the end may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. During these times, many of us and many people have been fighting for their faith. We have gone through loss and suffering and sickness, pain and worries, and we've asked maybe many times, or many have asked, where is God? How do I go on in my faith with all the news that I hear and all the suffering that I see and all the chaos in the world and the sadness that I feel? How do we go on? And I remember that in the beginning of the pandemic, the pastor, Carlos, he spoke a word. And one of his first sermons, he spoke on 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. And he said that our prayer during this time should be, Lord, show me the unseen. Show me those things that I cannot see. And after hearing the sermon, I prayed and I said, Lord, show me. During this pandemic, during this time, those things that I cannot see. And the Lord ministered to my life about faith. About a faith, though, that resists testing. A faith that is not always pretty. A faith that is not wrapped up in nice paper and has a pretty bow on it. A faith that shines. Because of these verses, when you talk about faith, you think about gold that's bright and that's beautiful. But today I want to talk to you a faith that sometimes is not pretty. A faith that we got to fight for to hang on to. Look at the Bible in verse 6, and it begins by saying, in all these things you greatly rejoice. To know what he means that we greatly rejoice, you have to read the verses before. And the verses before talk about the Apostle Peter writes that we have a new birth. And we have a living hope. And he says that we have an inheritance that's incorruptible, kept for us in heaven. And we have all these wonderful things waiting for us that the Lord has given us. And because of these beautiful things, he says, we can have hope and we can go forward. He says, we have these wonderful things. And knowing this, he says, here, on this side of eternity, for now, for a little while, though, we may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. But he goes on and he gives us the reason why we undergo trials and sufferings in this world. He says so that our faith may be tested. And the test has a specific reason. It's not just because. It's not without an end or a specific goal. Our faith has to be tested so that it would be proven genuine. Our faith is tested so that in the day of Jesus Christ, this faith that has persevered may result in praise, glory, and honor. A genuine faith. Peter uses an illustration in these verses. Keep your Bible open or your Bible app open, where it says that he uses an illustration so we can understand the process of the testing of faith. He said that faith that resists is worth much more than gold, which can sometimes be destroyed even though it's refined by fire. But the faith that is tested, the faith that is proven, is not destroyed, but it's going to result in a beautiful praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. And that's the genuine faith that we want. But we ask, well, how do I get there? How do I get there so that this faith, that my faith can be more valuable than gold? So that it is a genuine faith. The Apostle Paul writes, and he says, you're going to have to suffer grief, right? You're going to have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials in our lives. So there are four things that I want to highlight this morning on the battle of the faith. Four things I want to highlight. And for the kids that are taking notes on your paper or on your coloring sheet, the younger kids have the coloring sheet. The first thing I want you to write, kids, is what's up here. Jesus never fails. I want the children to write that. For us adults, the first thing that I want to point out about the battle for our faith is a very obvious, and it is that the battle is hard. They don't call it a battle for nothing. The battle is hard when we're in this faith. Maintaining the faith is not an easy path. Maintaining the faith is not a simple path. It has mountains and it has valleys and it has curves and all sorts of things in its journey. And many people may think that faith is simply saying, or not simply, but only saying, Lord, I pray and I want XYZ, right? And if I have enough faith, they've taught us, you're going to receive it. Or if it's in the will of God, we receive what we ask for, and amen. We've all had these beautiful experiences. But there's also a faith that takes a beating. There's also a faith that's hard fought. There's also a faith that we have to stay in it to win it, like they say. A faith that is tested. A faith that has to endure and suffer grief in all kinds of trials. And we have to fight for it. I'm talking to people today who know what I mean. When you've had struggles and you had hardships and you're like, God, why? God, where? I'm here to tell you, don't be upset. Don't get confused. The battle is hard, and we all go through this battle for keeping the faith. I want you to imagine with me a boxer. Now, personally, I don't like boxing. It is not my favorite sport, but it is the best way to illustrate what I want to talk to you about today. So imagine with me the boxer is in the ring and he is fighting, and the fighting gets harder and the punches start to land and the blood flows and the eye swells. You know what I'm talking about, right? Either you're thinking about a real boxing match or you're thinking about Rocky. Sometimes, right, when we go through all kinds of trials, this happens to our faith, and it is not pretty, and it is sometimes violent, and it is sometimes painful when our faith takes a beating, because the battle is hard. But we have to stay on our feet, even though we stumble. It's all right. And if this is where you are right now in your faith, don't let anybody discount you. Don't let anybody tell you that you're out for the count. Because 2 Corinthians gives us a great truth. And if you are children, if you're writing, write in your notes. Just write it down. 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9. And because I'm a teacher, I'm going to give you homework. Read it at home again. And that's good for the adults as well. 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9 says this. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Don't let anybody say that you have lost. We're fighting. We're in the ring and we're fighting and we have Jesus by our side because Jesus never fails. We have the Holy Spirit that gives us his dunamis power, that power that gives us the ability to do those things that we cannot do, the strength to do them and the strength that we don't have, but that he gives us. We have resources and we have tools when you are in the fight, even though the fight is hard. Ephesians tells us this, 6:10-13. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. We got to know that the devil has schemes against us, but we have resources and we have power. It says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything, stand firm. And if you read that passage on the armor of God, there's a lot of pieces to that armor. And if we need all this armor, it tells us what? The battle is hard. The battle is hard, but God is greater. How many say amen? 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says this, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Praise the Lord. He is faithful in the battle. He will protect us from the evil one. The battle is hard, but God is greater. Don't be discouraged when the battle gets tough. I don't know what battle you might be fighting today. I don't know how your faith is. I don't know if your faith is hurt or if it's bloody or if you're stumbling. But I tell you today, keep going. Persevere, because we know that we have the Spirit of God, the armor of God, Jesus by our side, and Jesus never fails. The battle is hard, but God is greater. Today we are talking about the battle of the faith. Hallelujah. And our first observation was that the battle is hard. The second one is this. In the battle, genuine faith is our prize. Genuine faith is our prize. For the children, I want you to write, or in your space, draw a trophy or a medal or some type of prize and write faith on there. The prize that we receive after fighting the battle is not something material. The prize is to have faith that has persevered. The prize is to obtain the faith that can remain. A faith that was not destroyed. A faith that continues to believe even though things get hard. When we get to the other side of the battle, the prize is having faith that has won. If you see a person and you say, wow, that person has great faith. What a strong and founded faith that person has. You have to know that that faith didn't come easy. You have to know that that faith was fought. That faith was battled out in the ring and it persevered. That faith is more precious than gold, and that is the champion's prize. A genuine faith. And someone says, well, I wish I had faith like that. If we wish we had faith like that, there's one thing I have to tell you. Put on your gloves. Put on your gloves. But don't worry. I don't like boxing. I don't like fighting. I don't like this whole conflict situation. But let me tell you, I do want to be a soldier for the Lord. I do want to fight for my faith. And I have to tell you this. We can get in that ring. Don't worry. Don't be afraid, because the victory is already ours. Just persevere and believe him. In Colossians, speaking about God, he did this. He says, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting in decrees against us, which were hostile to us, he has taken it out of the way, nailed it to the cross, and he disarmed the rulers and authorities. He made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through the cross. The battle is ours. The victory. victory is ours in the battle because he has obtained our victory for us. So we don't have to worry. Our triumph is because Jesus Christ has already triumphed on the cross of Calvary. We can battle on and we can have the victory because it is already ours. We can obtain the prize of faith. You say, but it's so hard. It's so hard here in the ring. It's so hard to keep believing. I don't understand. I am in pain. I'm hurting. I can't see ahead of me. Let me tell you, the battle is hard, but the prize, if you persevere and if you trust, is genuine faith. Genuine faith that will result in glory, honor, and praise when Jesus Christ is revealed. I don't know what you hope to win or what you hope to get on the other side of your battle. But I want you to know that the biggest thing you can obtain, the most valuable reward that you can have on the other side of your situation, is to have a faith that is proved genuine. You might be sick and you might be praying. And you may very well get your healing. But healing is not the prize, it's your genuine faith. You may be pleading and asking for that job or that opportunity. But I want to tell you, if you get it, the job is not the prize. It's your genuine faith. This part's a little hard because you may not get your healing when you want. You may not get that healing when you want, but you still trust God anyway. Your reward is genuine faith. You may not get that job when you want it, how you want it, and where you want it, but you continue to trust God to provide. Your reward is genuine faith. It's hanging in there, believing God no matter what. If you decide as a child of God to trust him, no matter how the situation pans out, the most valuable reward we can obtain after the battle is genuine faith. A faith that is strong, a faith that is firm, a faith that is established, and a faith that is strengthened. Come what may in this life, we're going to go forward. We're in the battle, and I'm going to battle for my faith. And nobody's going to discount me, and nobody, they might be counting down, but don't worry. I'm going to get up because the victory is already mine. Hallelujah. We're talking about the battle for the faith. Number one, the battle is hard. Number two, the prize at the end of that battle is genuine faith. Number three, this one's hard for me. Because sometimes when we're in the ring, listen carefully and don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Sometimes when we're in the ring and we're battling, sometimes we're wrestling with God. And you're like, what? Kids, I want you to write on your paper, God blesses me. God blesses me. Sometimes when we're in the ring, we're wrestling with God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 32 that Jacob wrestled with God. And it says like this, Jacob was left alone and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. And when the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip and there he hurt him and he had like a disjointed hip. And the man said, let me go because it's daybreak. And Jacob replied, I will not let you go until you bless me. And the man said, what is your name? And he said, my name is Jacob. And the man told him, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and man and have overcome. Sometimes when we wrestle with God. The first person to teach me this concept was my mom. Because many years ago when my sister Giselle was 17 years old, she got sick with cancer. And I remember at that time, I was a teenager, and my mom said to me, I feel like I'm battling with the Lord. And she even said these words to me that I've never forgotten. I feel like I'm in the ring with God. And back then, I didn't understand what she was saying. I wasn't a mother. I didn't understand the concept about wrestling with God. But then we grow up and you become a mom and you become a dad and a parent, and then you know a thing or two about wrestling with the Lord on behalf of your children. When you lift up those incessant prayers and supplications before Him and you cry out for His blessing and His care, we wrestle with the Lord. Sometimes when we're in the ring, we're wrestling with God. What we read here in Genesis 32, we know a few things. We know that Jacob wrestled and he was hurt. If we are battling like Jacob with the Lord, we have to know that if we are in the ring with God and we are fighting for faith, the result of that fight, the result of that battle is never, never, never for your harm and always, always, always for your good. Sometimes we're hurt, but that hurt is not for death. That hurt is for blessing and it is for change. Verse 29 tells us that Jacob received his blessing, that he was blessed in that moment. We got to hang in there. And you say, well, Becky, what does it look like to wrestle with God? It means that we do and we say, just as Jacob did and Jacob say, when we're in the ring, we're going to say, I will not let you go until you bless me. I'm going to stay in the ring. I am going to go forward. I am not going to let you go. I will lift up my prayers. I will cry out. I will make supplication. I will lift up my eyes towards the hills for where my hope comes from. I will place my hope in the Lord, and I will not let you go until you bless me. Jacob came out of that battle a different man. He now limped, but not only did he limp, he was blessed. And the man said, you're no longer Jacob, but now you're Israel, because you have struggled with God and you have overcome. Hallelujah. When we fight for our faith, we may sometimes be in the ring with God, but don't be afraid. Because although we may suffer grief in all kinds of trials, in the end, after the battle, when the day breaks, that they may look at you and say, your name is no longer Rebecca. Your name is no longer Carlos. Your name is no longer Tony. Your name is no longer Yvette. But your name is victorious. Your name is victory. Your name is champion. Your name is good and faithful servant, because you have battled with the Lord and have overcome. Glory to God. We're talking about the battle for our faith. The battle is hard. The prize is genuine faith. And sometimes we battle with the Lord, but it's always for our good and never for our harm. The last point, and I want the kids to draw this on your page. Draw a cross, an equal sign, and write victory. The cross equals victory. For the adults, this next one is also hard. I struggled. I'm like, Lord. Number four is, because we fought once doesn't mean that we are finished. Just because you fought once doesn't mean that we are finished. And when things happen, we may stop and think and say, Lord, wow, when we got finished our battle, we're like, whoa, that was hard. Lord, thank you. I praise you. You got me through that tough situation. And I'm glad. I'm moving forward now. And I'm out there, right? And no sooner that we take a turn, boom, we have another situation. We have another test. We have another trial. We have another battle. We're suffering grief in all kinds of trials. And we think, what? Lord, I already fought. Didn't you see me, Lord? My faithfulness and my fidelity? Why is this happening again? And we feel that God is not fair. Why do I find myself in another battle? All of us, we all face all sorts of battles. And a recurring battle for me were health scares with my children. My oldest daughter, Eden, when she was a baby, she was a toddler, she got so ill. One day, we were at home and she got like a seizure. Her eyes rolled back in her head. She changed color. She had high fevers. We ended up in the emergency room and no one could tell us what was wrong with her. And we went to doctor, we ended up in emergency. And I remember the day when they took her out of my arms because they had to give her a spinal tap. And they don't let the parents be there because because it's very traumatizing. And she's small and I see it like a movie in my head. You know, you have those memories and they're taking her away from me through the double doors and she's screaming, mommy, mommy. And my heart was broken. And it was a battle. They found out it was a kidney infection and they treated her. And you all know she's good and well, thank God. My second daughter, Rachel, had problems with her hearing and her ears. She suffered hearing loss during a critical time of her development. And she had to undergo several operations. And I remember she was tiny, younger than Eden when Eden got sick. And I had to take her. They had me take her into the operating room. Leave her on an operating table with all those things and all those machines, and they just want me to leave my baby there. And I had to leave her and walk away from her. I said, Lord, why? And all these surgeries and this battle in her hearing, that was hard. Oh no, Rachel's fine and well today as well. My baby girl Emma last year got strep. After she got strep, she went through the 10 days of antibiotics. We were very good with it. 2 weeks later, she starts walking with a limp. She can't walk straight. And I'm like, you'll be fine. Go to school. Lord, forgive me. And she's in pain and she's walking until finally we're like, this is not right. This is not right. She's not walking right. We take her to the doctor. We take her to the emergency room. They send us home. We find ourselves back in the emergency room. They're looking at her limping. When in the emergency room, and I remember because it was the day that here in church was our dear brother Bernabe's funeral. So Carlos was here in church. I was in the emergency room. And all of a sudden, Emma starts crying and crying. So not like her, starts screaming, Mommy, I can't walk. I can't walk. I can't walk. I'm begging the people to help me. The emergency room is full of people. Everybody's staring at us. And I said, listen, I know there's a lot of people. I got to wait my turn, but you got to help me. She couldn't walk. They had to bring me a wheelchair for her. Thank God Carlos was able to come. They find out that it was the after effects of strep in her body. She needed to rest. And thank God it passed. I'm talking to you about recurring battles. Your battles may be very different than my battles, and God knows those weren't my only battles or aren't my only battles. There are many. You know your battle, but what I'm talking to you about today is that the battle can be recurring. Just because you fought once doesn't mean that you're done. Just because you were in the ring once, and then we say, Lord, why the battle? And this thought came to me. The boxer or the fighter that loses, he receives no recognition. They forget his name. There's no award. There's no anything. It is only the champions that are invited back into the ring. Hallelujah. It is only the champions that are invited to defend their title. Hallelujah. Knowing that the victory is within reach because they had already fought and they had already won. So if you find yourself in the ring again, battling for your faith, remember that it is only the champions that return to the ring. Hallelujah. And we are champions because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Psalm 60, I love verse 12 says, through God we will have victory, for he will trample our enemies. Hallelujah. In the end times, Revelation says this, the Lord speaking, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. We will battle for the faith when we're on this side of the eternity, but trust that the final battle has already been won. Christ is our champion. He is the champion, and his victory is our victory. Hallelujah. So go ahead. Don't be afraid. Enter the ring again if you have to, because you go knowing that the victory is yours. Hallelujah. Jesus said, in this world, have overcome the world. Hallelujah. As we conclude this morning, we have heard certain truths about the battle. You may not be in a battle right now, praise God. Sooner or later, we'll find ourselves in a battle. And maybe you're in a point of life where you've had many battles. And if you're younger, you look for those people who have had battles because they'll help you in that walk of faith. Because we all need people in our corner, right? We all need people in our corner. We've heard that the battle is hard, but our God is greater. We've heard that in the battle of the faith, the prize at the end is not anything material, but it is coming out on the other side with a genuine, proven faith. We heard that sometimes when we're in the ring, sometimes we're wrestling with God, but that battle is never for our harm and always for our good. And because we fought once doesn't mean that you're finished. But we will continue fighting the battle, knowing that the victory has already been won. I know we've been through difficult times. And perhaps our faith has taken a hit. It's okay. It's okay. We shouldn't be like, what? It's hard for you to believe? Come on, get up again. What? What's going on? Listen, our faith takes a hit. That's the truth. But that doesn't mean that we're out for the count. That doesn't mean that you're defeated. Because when you have the power, the dunamis power of God, the Holy Spirit, when you're grounded in His Word and you know that the victory is already mine, you know what we do? We stand up. We stand up and say, I'm going to persevere. And that might be taking just one step at a time. It's okay. You're stumbling around a little bit. It's okay. If you're not down for the count, no one said it was going to be easy, and many times it's not even pretty. It doesn't matter what your faith looks like on the other side of the battle. What matters is that it comes out firm, strengthened, established, and proven genuine. So that we receive God's blessing. Our faith is proven strong, and the glory belongs to the Lord. You know why? Because we have persevered. Because we have trusted. Because people are going to look at you and say, you've been through X, Y, Z, LMNOP, and you're still standing, and you're still praising. There is no greater praise than that praise that you lift up in your pain, in your hurt, in your struggle. You want to hurt the kingdom of darkness. You want to battle against Satan. You stand up, and you say, I will bless the Lord, all my soul, all my days. I will bless the Lord. It is not dependent on the battle or the circumstance or the sickness or the brokenness. I will leave it to the Lord. He will fight my battles. Because the battle is the Lord's. We have to persevere. And as a body and as a family and as a church, this has to be a place of grace. Listen, don't ever think, oh, what a beautiful, pretty faith. Faith is beautiful. Faith is beautiful and precious and valued, but it may not always be pretty, and that's okay. We need a genuine faith. Let us stand. Praise the Lord. My prayer is that this word would have encouraged us because we're in the battle. Some sort of battle or another. In every part of your life, there might be something. The battle is hard, but our God is greater. Our prize will be genuine faith. If you're battling with the Lord, it's okay because it's for your good and never for your harm. And know that if you battled once, you can battle again without fear because the victory is ours. If we're going to pray a corporate prayer, if after the service you feel like you need prayer to apply this word, we're going to be over here in the corner. You can come to one of the pastors, or you can tell somebody, take me to one of the pastors, and we will pray. If you don't know the Lord, if you don't have a relationship with the Jesus that never fails, who's won every single battle, who has won them yesterday, today, and tomorrow, it's already won. And you need Jesus Christ in your life as your personal Savior. Come to one of the pastors and we will pray with you for the church at large. I tell you, battle on. Battle on, because the victory is ours. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you, Father, alone all the glory and all the honor. To your name alone, Father God, because of your love and faithfulness. Lord, I thank you because you have promised to be with us and never to leave us nor forsake us. You have promised to walk with us until the very end of the age. I thank you because you have promised to keep us from the evil one. Lord, I pray that you make us people who persevere, people who battle on, Lord God, for your glory and for your honor, not to obtain what we can touch, but to obtain those things that we cannot touch. Lord God, that we would, Lord, come out on the other side with genuine faith, a faith that is proven, a faith that is firm and established and strengthened, so that we may go forward, that our light may shine and our Father would be glorified and you would draw many men unto you, Father God. I thank you. I thank you because you don't leave us alone in this battle for the faith, Lord God, but you walk with us. I thank you because you do not fail. You have not failed ever. Every victory is won in you, Father God, and your victory is our victory, and our ultimate victory was on that cross and in the resurrection. And we await the day you come for your church, Father God. But as we wait, Lord God, as we wait, though we may have to suffer grief and all kinds of trials, we're not out for the count, Lord God. We're gonna battle on. We're gonna walk forward because the victory is ours. I thank you. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you and God keep you.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this sermon. We pray it blesses and encourages your life.